It's our pleasure to have Sister Maureen with us this evening. Sister Maureen was very kind enough to be present here to share with you some of her feelings till Sudesh Didi comes. She's already arrived from Delhi, but she'll come after some time. So Maureen Ben has accepted to share her feelings, her thoughts, until Sudesh Didi arrives. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good evening to everyone. Yes, it's my fortune to be here for a little while with all of you. And the theme today is about fulfilling Bapdada's hopes in us. A very powerful theme, because if we really understand Bapdada's hopes in us, and then we put those in front of us, we understand what it is that we have to do personally to fulfill those hopes, then really, as Baba mentioned in the Murlis that season, I can become complete and perfect, because in last season's Murlis, Bapdada put a very powerful mirror in front of us. It's been very good for me this afternoon to be revising the things that Baba said. And it's interesting how much in the months intervening, do you really work constantly on those things? Or do they come and they go? And when I looked back over the last few months from March, last time Baba came, until, of course, now October, so March, April, May, June, July, August, September, 6 months basically, 7 months because it's including October, the month of October. And I thought about the Murlis and I looked at the few months and I was able to see how that mirror was coming in front of me on many occasions in many different forms. You may remember that Baba said in the last Murli, I think he was speaking to the Daddies, that we are being prepared for the role of the Sadguru. Remember that? And there was a buzz after that. What's the role of the Sadguru? Is Baba, what does it mean? How is Baba going to play that role? And Baba said, well, I'm the form of the three anyway, father, teacher, Sadguru, always that, but now it's that role of the Sadguru that perhaps has been less emphasized. And so I will be interested to see how Baba interacts with us this season, and whether we can experience and understand more of the role of the Sadguru in this next season of Baba's meetings. Because that's a very powerful role. That's the role that really prepares us to go home. Because the Sadguru takes us home, guides us with complete truth. And so yes, the father can be very loving, the teacher will find different yuktis to teach us, and, you know, put us from this path, going to one side, put us on the right path, and we go this way, okay, the teacher will guide us that way, but the Sadguru will give us the mirror of truth. So I was asking myself, am I ready for that? Are we all ready for that? And there were, of course, several threads through the whole Murli, or the whole different, Murlis that Baba gave last year. And at one point, of course, Baba said, ignite the lamps of hope. Baba's talking about ourselves and others. And in fact, let me just mention here at this point, because there might not be an opportunity later in the same way, There's the idea to give a presentation to Baba on behalf of the double foreigners. Sister Mira has been preparing, or wants to prepare this, on behalf of all of us. And the idea is to have a big card in front of Baba, but on that card, little lamps. I think the card is in the shape of a lamp, a deepak. And stuck on that card, little lamps, and she showed me the little sample, nice little paper lamp, about this big. And for each of us to write on there, what is the one hope that we feel Baba has in us that we have fulfilled this year? So you can prepare. Don't think about it just now. Keep a note. And then you can think about it after. Maybe part of the yoga time you can think about it. But tomorrow morning we'll all get these little lamps. And there's a different color for each region. It's all very organized. And you can write in there, which is the one hope that you really feel Baba has in you that you have fulfilled this year. So that would be a beautiful exercise for us at a beautiful presentation to Baba. But then Baba wanting us to become complete and perfect. And there were, well, many threads, but I felt two very important threads that Baba mentioned. Baba really wanted us, and it came up in the season before, this season, and practically every Murali, Baba wanting us to go beyond I and mine. And connected with that, Baba wanting us to understand deeply and experience what it means to be an instrument and to have deep feelings of humility. The words rhyme in Hindi, nimit and nimritta, being an instrument and having humility. And an instrument does have to have total humility, because an instrument doesn't do anything of its own. The flute, what's the flute without the player? And of course, what is interesting is that when we're an instrument, I am an instrument. Even to say that, I can get into the ego of being an instrument. It's a very, very subtle stage. But it's not just that I sit here and say, okay, Baba, all right, whatever comes out. I have to prepare my mind and intellect to be so clean and so pure that Baba can use me. Baba's not using the body. That happens for Daddy Gulzar, not for us. Baba's using the soul as an instrument. So is my intellect so clean and so pure that I will not mix anything with what it is Baba wants to do through me. And Baba today in the Murali said, when you imbibe Gyan, beautiful phrase Baba used, remember? You need a golden intellect. It's a very, very pure intellect and a very strong intellect. An intellect that will not allow I, the soul, to step outside of the disciplines and the maryadas, even on a subtle level that Baba has given. And these 6 months for me personally have been very interesting, because of course all of you saw the Just a Minute program, and I'm not going to sit here and give new external news. I'm actually going to share a little bit of internal news. This is usually more interesting. But you will know yourself that there are several ways of dealing with our sanskaras. And one way certainly, well, actually, after the program, we were at the airport with Daddy Gulzar. Daddy Gulzar had come to London. And someone asked her the question, you know, Daddy, how do you deal with very, very subtle sanskaras that you don't even know about? You know, they're so subtle that they really rule you. We've all got those, right? And she said, yes, there are some scars of that nature that they become part of your nature, so you don't even see them as a scar to be dealt with. And they rule you in a very subtle way. And she said, there's only one way to melt such samskaras that have such a hold over you. And she said, it's something I don't see any of you doing. And that is the fiery form of yoga. And of course, we've been, and now that was interesting, the volcanic bhati had been happening, but still Daddy's saying, I don't see you doing that. So, deeper awareness needed of that. So to melt some scars, this is needed. And of course, Mother Bun's beautiful opportunity to put everything to one side to practice that. But the other thing that I'm sure happens for all of you, definitely happens for me, is that when you have the courage to step onto the field of service, and at first, as you know, we put our toe and, you know, give our fingers, Baba said, and then from the finger, Baba takes your hand, then from your hand, he takes your arm, and in the end, the other day, where was Daddy? He was upstairs, she was saying, I want to eat Baba, and Baba wants to eat me. But Baba does eat us up with love, because Baba takes all of us. And when we step onto the field of service, then, in a little way or a big way, what happens is that we come into situations where our samskaras get mirrored to us very, very strongly. And if we're involved in something that is big, you know, it's maybe in the scheme of things it's not very big because programs come and go, of course. But in terms of the present scene of my experience, it was a very big step. And it was very interesting how Baba had to step in to help me deal with my samskaras. And I don't mind sharing it because I know it's valuable for all of us when we share experience. But, you know, sometimes when you feel something is a huge task, well, that's the first mistake, to think that it's a huge task. And, of course, things that you're used to doing, you just do, and you let Baba do. But things that you're not used to, very subtly, the I and mine comes in. And it was quite incredible because the first couple of months, I would say, now, I mean, I hope this doesn't get publicized in the news of the world, but anyway, it's in the Brahmin world. But, you know, there was a certain amount of stress, I have to admit, because I felt like big things in front of us, and, you know. And actually, probably the root of the stress was really not actually having the practical skills to do it. But that okay, but then not being open enough to take the help that could make it happen. So I created that stress because I thought, I have to do this for Baba. I have to do it for Baba. Very subtly these things come in. And so that put a barrier to the help that was needed. But it was very interesting because I knew that in my heart I wanted Baba's work to happen. So, you know, I knew that there was something not right. And it was a very interesting experience. One Thursday morning, literally, I'm sitting, it's Borg offering, I'm sitting in the front row in the class. I'm feeling this, you know, tension. Anybody get stressed? Anybody? Nobody? Familiar experience? Thank you, not just me. And it was like, instantly, from one second to the next, Baba took it. He took it away. It was an incredible experience. And although we worked hard, we worked very hard, but it wasn't stressful. It was incredible. And I have never experienced anything like it. But what it did was teach me the difference between working even a little with the consciousness of I am mine and really allowing Baba to do what he needs to do. And sometimes you don't know the depth of your samskaras. And as I was going on, I was realizing that, well, maybe this is all just to show me the depth of my samskaras. It wasn't just me, it happened to many of us, or many of you, everybody was taking part. But it's a very subtle dividing line. If we do feel any sense of burden in any way, and you can say it's in service, but it's not just in service, it's in whatever you're doing in your life. Because is there any part of our life that isn't of service? You may do Lokik work, you may be with your family. I was with my Lokik family shortly before coming. But I wouldn't say that that was Lokik, and then what I was doing the day before was alokik. I wouldn't think like that. Because we are Baba's children wherever we are, and so whatever we're doing, we're there as instruments. It doesn't matter if we're doing what you could call in a quote-unquote lokik situation. We are instruments. And so in whatever I'm doing, when I feel even a little of that stress or that burden, something's gone wrong in I and mine. And now I've understood that. I'm not saying to you that I'm perfect in it. Far be it from me to say that. But it taught me many, many lessons, and this was it. When Baba says, give the burden to Baba, he really can take it. And he really can do it, whether it's a little thing or it's a bigger thing. In effect, it's the same thing because it's your samskaras working, and a little thing or a big thing. It's the samskaras. It's not really the task we have to give to Baba, because whatever your condition, Baba will get the task done anyway. He has to. It's his task. It just depends on how you function, what you learn, and how much you can inspire others in the process. But what you need to give is your samskaras. You need to renounce those samskaras of I and mine so that Baba can do what he needs to do. And this is all very much connected with how much we feel we need to control our situations and our circumstances. And I think all of us, maybe there are a few who don't, but I think all of us have some sort of samskara of needing to control in some way. You know, if you feel a little upset with a situation, you feel something should be different, you question things, what is it? It's your need to control. And when you need to control something, you put a barrier between you and another person. And when you can step beyond that, it's actually incredible how enabling it is for others to take part and do what it is they need to do. Why are our daddies so successful? Why? They've got it, haven't they? They've understood. They're not struggling. They know what to do. They're so successful because they have let go of I and mine, and in the process have let go completely of any need to control anything. You know, Daddy Janki will sometimes say, well, I had this thought and okay, it didn't happen. It took, you know, 20 years to happen. Would I wait 20 years or something? You know, okay, I might wait a year, but I'll start to get frustrated. But no feeling that it has to be. They'll give their ideas, and they'll give their ideas with a lot of strength, but then, if it's not happening, let go. And that's why all of us are enabled to do service and to be who we are. Because in a very subtle way, they do not have that need, because they don't need anything. And this is the, when we talk about humility, what is it? If I really want a simple definition of humility for myself, I say to myself, when humility is when I am really free from any kind of need. I don't need anything. I don't need anyone. And that's freedom. Baba talked as well in one of the Murlis about becoming free from bondages, even the bondage of your samskaras. I was talking to somebody recently on the phone who's in a country where there's no other BKs, okay, this is just starting a little bit of service, and it's a country where it's not easy to do overt service. And he'd been in practically a month of silence in Tapasya, and I could just sense the shift in his consciousness. And he said, you know, I really feel like it's only now I've understood what it is to be a Brahmin. And I said to him, yes, it's because all the supports have been stripped away from you. And even the support of your own ego has been stripped away, because... Okay, everything changes every minute. I thought at any minute Steshdin is going to appear, but now she's not going to appear. She'll appear tomorrow. So I said to him, you know, even the support of your own ego has been stripped away, because how do we take support of our own ego only when it's reflected on others? You know, so if there's nobody there to tell me that I'm good or I'm this or I'm that, or if there's nobody there for me to project my image of myself onto, you know, the subtle way we project out a certain image of how we want to be. And if there's nobody there to reflect that back to me, even my own self-image, even my own ego, is no longer giving me support. Now, you know, it's not many of us who may be in a situation where we physically are alone. I'm physically never alone. And I think practically in my whole life, not just Brahmin life, but from birth, I've hardly ever been alone, even staying alone. So, of course, these are things that we have to do internally, deeply inside, to allow ourselves to be free of any other support or need, to only take support from Baba. Now, I can't say that I'm perfect in it, but I understand and I recognize the need to be without the need. And you know, when you have need, you know, sometimes we can really create inside an illusion of where we're at and where our stage is. That's why, as Dadi Gulzar mentioned, that very powerful form of yoga is so important, because otherwise those barriers of illusion will continue to take us along in a comfort zone. And even though we may be getting many signals from others as to what it is that we need to do, we may get letters of complaint, we may get people, you know, confronting us. Many things may happen, and it happens in our relationship with people. I have to understand that if I start in any way to blame someone else, even in a subtle way, and in a subtle way it doesn't mean that we say, oh, it's their fault that my feelings are like this. But even if we're looking at their samskaras, and Daddy's taken this up and it's come up, and it was a blessing today too, and Baba took up in the Murli very beautifully, one of the Murlis, about forgiveness and mercy. Even if I look at someone's samskaras and I begin to acknowledge their samskaras and begin to even allow in my mind the thought that their samskaras can contribute to my situation, then I'm in some subtle way taking the support and the comfort of blaming that person. This blame is very comforting, isn't it? No? If you can blame someone, it's like, that's it, I'm free, I'm okay. And if you watch the Daddies, and of course I've been fortunate to have, you know, been with Daddy Janki for a long time, I never see her make her stage dependent on anyone or anything at all. And she will never ever say, well, this one's some scars. I remember once, a few years back, there was someone who was in a way, you know, opposing her. That's the right word, but you know, going off in one direction. And I said something to Daddy about it. I can't actually remember what I said. And I could see that this particular soul, you know, was really going off in a different direction to what she should have been. And Daddy's response to me was a very beautiful one. She said, but I need to give her more love. She didn't say, oh, yes, I know, well, what can I do? She felt a response, like today, if I see the weakness in another, it's my weakness. What is mercy? Is to say, well, I have to give more love, I have to do more. And this brings us to another thing that Baba mentioned in one of the Murlis. Baba talked about three things that can free us from our bondages: renunciation, tapasya, and service. But service has to be on the basis of the renunciation and the tapasya. And the biggest renunciation I feel that we have to make is this renunciation of needing the support of anyone or anything to make my stage or to create service. I remember being in this hall, actually, when I had the fortune 2 or 3 years ago to be in the Bhatti for the senior sisters in India. That was a very powerful experience. And they had a panel discussion, and the panel discussion for those souls is Nirvairbhai with Daddy Janki and Daddy Gulzar, you know? We have a panel discussion with XYZ, but panel discussion at that level was with the Daddies. And somebody asked the question to Daddy, or to the panel, I should say, what do you do when, you know, something's not happening, something's not quite right, and you tell your seniors, and they don't seem to be doing anything about it? Any of you had that question? Now Steshma's not coming, I can drink the water. Because sometimes we think things are not happening. And Daddy Janki's answer was very interesting. She instantly, in a way, threw it back. And she said, if you ask, and of course in that gathering it was no sort of diplomacy. He says, if you are asking that question, then what are you doing? What is your responsibility? And the sister was sort of taken aback, and she said, whatever is happening, okay, we tell our seniors whatever, it's then on their head, it's their responsibility, but always in any single situation, at any moment, at every second actually, I have to ask myself the question, what is it that I have to do? Not what is it that should be happening or what should so-and-so be doing. What is it that I have to do? And that was very powerful for me. And I remembered that. I've remembered that a lot. And if nothing else, I have the responsibility to create a good atmosphere. And Baba says, your atmosphere depends on your attitude depends on your stage. What else can I do? You know, Daddy Janki, when she was first in London in 1974, there was very little external service. Now that many of you would have visited London, and you'll see that on a Sunday morning, you know, there's hall is overflowing, 500, 600 in the class, weekdays 250, 300. In those days, the whole morning class was about 10, maybe less. Very little external service, and also she didn't have the language, etc. Although just now Wadi was telling me that even in those early days in 76, and I remember too sometimes when we were on our own with Daddy, even in 1976, she could still converse a lot in English, actually. But she just said to herself, what is it that I have to do? Now, if she thought, I'm a daddy and I should be, should, she wouldn't have been able to do anything. She just said, what is it that I have to do with Baba to serve? And so some of you will know, you know, the main service that he used to do, of course, the morning class, but otherwise she would do the cooking. Daddy was the cook. And, you know, if anybody was to just come in the house, they'd think, well, here's this little lady who's the cook, and not know who is Daddy. But I really feel I was personally sustained by the food that Daddy cooked, because I was living in another city. Every weekend I would come to London with my ukul, David, around. And we would, every Sunday, we would have Brahma Bhojan with Daddy. We would sit on the floor and we would be eating that food, and it would keep us safe from one week to the next. And I would watch her cook sometimes, and she would put so much yoga power into the food. I remember one scene, you know how some scenes in your mind, like yesterday, and she was cooking dal, stirring the dal in the pressure cooker that must have taken the lid off by then, and just the finishing touches, and she put in a sort of slice of butter into the dal, and she cut this butter, and it, I can just see it now. It slid off the spatula very slowly into the dal, and she stirred it. And the yoga, and there was so much yoga power, it was like it was slow motion. You know? And something so powerful like it's slow motion. And so she never thought, oh, someone should do the cooking, I should be doing something else. I remember living 3 months with Sudesh Didi in Scotland, and that was my training in Edinburgh to be in the centre, and I didn't understand so many things, and I laugh now when I look back, because she used to spend so much time cooking, and there were only the two of us, and she would cook. Okay, it's for Borg, of course, offer Borg every day, and so, oh, just cook this little special vegetable for Baba and this little chapati for Baba, and I think, oh, so much time going and cooking. I could be going up, putting up posters, and, you know, how you think when you're young and you don't really understand. But she understood too, as Daddy understood, how you make a home, Baba's home, how you put the heart into that home, how you put the yoga power into that home. And so no thought of should be doing this, should be doing that. What is it that I have to do, whether it's the cooking, but not just the physical thing, but what do I have to do in terms of my stage and who I am? Because if you think about it, many people question, you know, what is my part, what is my role? And I know I've mentioned this before, but I remember once there was a conversation between Daddy Gosar and Daddy Janki, and she was saying, you know, our part, who is going to reveal, you know, she was very intoxicated and say, who's going to reveal Baba? It's us, you know, we have to be those instruments. This is our part, and it'll be our... She mentioned something about personality, and I asked Daddy, what is personality? And she said, personality is your part. And, you know, one thing is your role, but the parts. You know, if you think of Daddy-ji, or Daddy-janki, any of our daddies, you can say, oh, Daddy-ji's role is to be the head of the organization, Daddy-janki's role is to administrate for centers in 100 countries. You know, now we have official centers in 100 countries, and Baba's work takes place in 129 countries, territories and islands. 129. So how much Baba's work has expanded incredibly. But when we think of the daddies or the contact people, any of people, they think about what Daddy gives of herself. They think of her qualities. They think of her virtues. We don't think of them in terms of their role. You see what I mean? But in terms of their part, the specialities they have inside and how they donate them. And Baba again in one of the Muralis talked about donating through the mind, donating good wishes and pure feelings, donating through words, and donating virtues through your actions. And this is what the daddies do. That's their part, to donate powers and virtues through their mind, their words and actions. And what? How do we serve? One of the physical things we all do, and probably like you, you know, I have emails every day and this, that, the other, blah, blah, blah. But how do we really serve? It's through the inspiration we give to others through the stage we have created with Baba. It's through sharing and donating our specialities. Because anyone can learn skills, that's not a difficult thing. But your specialities emerge through your stage. And so yes, just to remember another thing Baba said in this season, good wishes, pure feelings for every single soul. Even if that soul insults you, whatever they do, good wishes and pure feelings. And something that I've learned and I'm very aware of, and sometimes it's a little difficult barrier to cross. Sometimes when someone's sanskaras are very strong, if you're like me, you kind of find a way of backing out of an interaction with that person. Recognize it? Do you like that? You know, you'll kind of, you won't even know you're doing it, but you'll subtly interact more with the people that, you might not interact with them, you might not interact with them completely, but you'll find it easy to interact with souls whose sanskars more match yours. And so you'll subtly less interact with souls whose sanskars are a little strong for you, or not the same. And that's something to be very aware of, because I've discovered that we can hurt people quite badly through that, without really meaning to. We don't want to give sorrow, and Baba says, of course, don't give sorrow, don't take sorrow. But we can't just say, oh, that soul took sorrow, so it's their fault. But no, in my actions, I did something to trigger that. And so good wishes and pure feelings, really, that means for us that we have to include everybody. And this is something that I know I have to do in a more powerful way myself personally. Not to subtly avoid certain souls because their sanskars are just too difficult to deal with, or they may not really be with it, or whatever it is. But I have to find a way of including those souls in that sphere of interaction, so that they don't take sorrow. I don't give any reason for them to take sorrow. And it's important that I don't include them out of fear. It's again very subtle. I can think that because I'm fearful that they're going to react, I must do something to include them or reach out to them. That's also not right. It's not going to get the right response. But I have to really do it out of a powerful stage filled with pure love. So for that, again, we really need to accumulate, as Baba said, accumulate and build up that stock of powers inside, so that even if a soul's sanskars are very strong and not easy for us to face, not through fear, not through obligation or anything, but really out of pure love, using all our powers, we're able to reach out to that soul as an instrument, as my brother, as my sister. And so our motives have to be very pure and very clean. And that's only possible through that continual cleansing of the soul through Gyan and Yoga. We can work on things on our dharana, definitely. But underneath that, our work on our dharana will be easy and successful when I've done that work of cleaning out inside. And Daddy Janki speaks of this a lot. Again, there'll hardly be a class where she won't talk about the need to clean the mirror inside so that you can see the self very accurately and you can see the reflection of who Baba is and where I am at and what it is that I need to do. And if my mirror is a bit rusty inside, then I won't be able to see very clearly. And so then again, I get trapped in the illusion. You know, it's that fairy story, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And so the mirror has to tell the ugly grandmother, I don't know, whatever, ugly witch, has to reflect her that she's the most beautiful. And then one day the mirror cracks and shows her true form. So let me clean out inside. Let me not wait for the mirror to crack. That's pain. But let me do the work with Baba's help of cleaning out inside so that I understand what it is that I have to do. So these are some of the things that Baba was taking up. And as I say, in terms of, you know, when I look back through the 6 months, I can see how the Muralis were a preparation for all of those things that I personally have had to come up against and face and move beyond. And I feel Baba has helped, because, you know, there was a point not so long ago where, you know, sometimes you realize there's some scar that's been subtly gripping you and you don't know. And I sat in Baba's room and I said, Baba, I want to change from my heart. From my heart, I want to change. I just put it in front of Baba. And from that moment, it was like I could look, you know, because when sometimes you realize your samskaras, you feel a bit of sorrow because you feel, well, you know, I've wasted my time or I didn't realize that I was under that influence. But when I put it in front of Baba and said to Baba, from my heart I want to change, it was like then that relieved me of the pain even of looking at those samskaras. And I could look at them and say, no problem, because now I know what I have to do. And I always feel that when I can say, now I understand what I have to do, I feel very free. I've learned what I have to do. Not I've learned, it's a process. So never also say, oh, I know what I have to do. Ego will get you the next minute and you'll be back to square one. But from your heart, you understand and you start that work. And with Baba's help, it happens easily because your eyes have been opened. And once your eyes are opened, you can't close them again. Maya will try to close them, but really once your eyes are opened with the realization of Gyan, you can't close them. You can pretend you're closing them, but you can't really. Your conscience knows inside. You know what's happening. So we have a few days, don't we, before Baba comes. Where are we? 28th day, 29th, 30th, 31st. 3 days. But a lot can be achieved in 3 days, right? 3 hours. So I know through doing all this churning, it's helped me to say, okay, let me tell myself every day, what do I have to do? Daddy will ask herself 3 questions every day. Who am I? Whose child am I? Who am I? Who do I belong to? And what is it that I have to do? 3 questions. And the other theme in this season's Murlis was of self-sovereignty, which is the thread through all of this. Who am I? The self-sovereign. Who do I belong to? Be lovely and lost in Baba's love. What is it that I have to do? Become complete and perfect. No less than that. Okay, so you can think about the light, the lamp of hope to ignite in the self, so you can write it down tomorrow. Okay, a few announcements as well. So, Om Shanti. And, okay, so talked about the little deepaks you'll be getting, the little pieces of paper tomorrow. So you can churn on that. What is the one hope that you feel Baba has in you that you have fulfilled this year? And now there's another announcement, and that announcement is, as you know, there's a very big event going on in Delhi, the big festival. And yesterday was the opening. That's why Daddy had gone, Daddy Janki, Stesh Didi, Sister Jenti. And the festival actually carries on until the 4th of November. And on the 4th of November in the evening, there's a very top event in Sri Fort Auditorium in Delhi. And Mrs. Sonia Gandhi will be present at that event. So that would be very powerful. So an open invitation to all of you. Is there anyone who would like to go to Delhi between 2nd and 4th November as a guide for the exhibition? So you can see how it works in with your program. 2nd to 4th November as a guide for the exhibition. And in the exhibition we have, don't worry, you don't need to know Hindi necessarily, but also Hindi speakers would be good. But we have one booth, which is for double foreigners. So we have a booth. Sounds like we're going to be exhibited there. In a way we are. But we've got exhibits of service from abroad. So if you'd like to help. But also if not going as a guide, if there's anyone who'd just like to go as a visitor during that time to attend the program on the 4th evening. So these are the two types of invitation for Delhi. Now, if you could, is Brother David here in the gathering anywhere? He's not here, but I was hoping that he would collect the names. Maybe Chandraben, could you collect names? Are you free to do that? Could you do that? Okay, so Chandraben from Toronto, do you want to stand up? You could give your names to Chandraben, and I'm sure David would be able to help too when he knows, so perhaps between the two of you. And then you can also discuss with them. I mean, you'd have to sort out your travel arrangements and so on, but if you could see either one of them, if you would like to go to Delhi. I'm just interested in a show of hands, who feels they would like to go to Delhi to help for that program? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, a few of you. All right, so think about it. I think actually it will be very interesting. The program itself will be interesting, but also to do that kind of service in India is a very interesting and enjoyable experience. So if you haven't actually had that experience of serving in India in an exhibition, it's actually a very enjoyable and innovative thing to do. So I would, if your travel allows, I would also recommend it, because I know how much I've enjoyed it in the past.
कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है कौन तुम्हारा साथी है कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है अनदेखी आती राह दिखा कर जाती है भरते हुए ना किसी ने देखा पर झोली भर जाती है कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एक बार कहा तुम मेरे हो सौ बार तुम्हारा प्यार मिला, एक कदम चले तेरी राहों में तो जन्म जन्म का साथ मिला। ऐसी करुणा ऐसी ममता, ऐसी करुणा ऐसी ममता तेरी याद दिलाती है, प्यार में प्रभु के दिल खो जाता, आँख सजल हो जाती है, कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है। सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है, सोचो तुमको कौन मिला है, कौन तुम्हारा साथी है, कदम कदम पर मदद तुम्हारी ये एहसास दिलाती है।